Unmute, please, Ashley.
Thanks. Right, so as I was saying, so the class is not going to be for the 2 hours this evening. We're going to just be reporting back on the gift survey. And there were three questions I had asked. The three questions were to highlight your three gifts. One, that I wanted to know if you were functioning in them, or at least one, if you're functioning, and if you receive confirmation. Those are the three questions. So I'm going to give everyone 5 minutes each, right? So you can't go over your 5 minutes. So when it's 5 minutes, I'm going to stop you so that we could organize in such a way that we would finish class early this evening, so that the persons who need to be on the summit call for 3 in the morning, that they have enough time to organize themselves and to get enough rest. Okay, is that okay with everyone?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay, good. So if I'm just going to call names and then you'll go through. So Heather, you can go first. If possible, you can turn your camera on so that we can just get familiar with the faces as well. So if you can, if you're in some place where you can, please do. So let's go. Heather, over to you. You're here. Yeah, 5 minutes is long, but some people can talk for the 5 minutes. So if you don't need the 5 minutes, just don't use the 5 minutes. I just saw Sherry's response. So Heather, please. Heather?
Yeah,
You
okay.
said you thought.
I thought you said you're giving 5 minutes. I didn't know you mean to talk to for 5 minutes.
No, I'm giving everyone 5 minutes to just report back on their findings, but if you don't need the 5 minutes, no, you don't use the 5 minutes. We just want to, I'm just giving everybody a set time, but if you don't need it, just don't use it. Just report back, and then we will move on to the next person.
I have finished mine. I only finished table.
Okay, well, let me move on to someone else in the meantime.
Okay.
Janice Graham.
Hello.
Were you able to complete the survey? I don't know if. Ooh. Janice, you're on mute.
I said, you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I said I didn't take in nothing last. I'm on Tuesday because when I do come on, I was late.
Oh, so you
You
didn't.
already finished. You was already done praying to go to prayer.
John, where are you from? You're from Dominica.
Dominica, yes.
You can get it from
Yes,
Mona.
it's Mona. Yes, I know. She told me
Right.
so.
Good,
Yeah.
good. All right,
Right.
good. So, okay, so we will move on to the next person. So, Ramona.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Hi, Ramona.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly what is, but I am, my dominant is given 20, Melcy 20, Faith 20, and intercession 20.
Okay, those are your okay, so you had your top four.
Yeah.
So you said it was giving mercy.
Faith. And intercession.
Oh, favor intercession, favor intercession. That's excellent. Favor intercession. So are you functioning? Can you say that you're functioning in them? And has there been confirmation? I can't hear you now.
I'm functioning in the four.
Any four of them? Good. And there's been confirmation?
Yeah, well, the Holy Spirit gave it to me and around 15.
Okay, great, great, great. So the four top ones that you received was were sorry, you breaking up.
But we only have 16 in that.
Sorry?
The Lord gave me evangelism 8 o'clock, also in
Oh.
and 16.
Oh, but you got 16 with the evangelism. Okay, so were any of the top four a surprise
I only
in
made
terms of?
16 out of 20. I only made 16 there.
Oh, okay. So were
So
any. Sorry, I'm listening.
I made lower than the others.
Oh, So what about so were you surprised that these were the top four, or did any of them surprise you as being the top within the top range?
Well, not really, yeah, because I had, even when I was not born again, I was like that.
You were
But
already functioning.
this got stronger as I grow in the Lord, the faith.
Yeah, and it will bear fruit too. So that's good. Okay. Anything else? Or we can move on to the next person.
Well, I don't know why. I also, mission work is also my passion.
What else is your passion?
Yes, but I only have 18 points out of 20.
You said what? I couldn't understand. You said what was the other passion?
Mission. I mission
Missions.
is my, it was given to me in 2016 when I retired from work. So I had formed a group. We went and we had gone. So our group is called Trinidad Wood Evangelism Ministry.
Okay.
It's a
Well,
company, woman, and is a nonprofit organization, but I haven't I'm I ha since the COVID we haven't done anything
Okay.
native there.
Okay. So with the survey, it really doesn't say, well, it's not saying that you don't, but it's just trying to highlight the ones that are stronger
Yeah,
based
well.
on the way that you responded to the questions, because everything is based on the questions that they would have given and how you would have rated the questions. And then obviously you know your tally from there. So then it's just indicating like the gifts that are stronger based on how you responded. Yeah, and so that's why it's not a yes or a no, but just based on the questions that were asked, how would you rate yourself? And then it
Even
would rate.
is top because this is something I do naturally.
Okay, all right, good. So you were in agreement then with the top four. Okay, great. Thanks, Ramona. So we will move on now to Brendalee. Brandy, you still on mute?
I got eight top ones, and the other
You got what?
was eight of them.
You got eight as the top. I just want, so you mean you got eight with 20? What was the top rating?
No,
20?
is it 20 or 25? It's five department, and if you got five on five of them, it's 25.
It's 25. I can't remember. I can't remember how much the questions, how many
Yes.
questions, but I know the five was the top. So it's out of 25. So I just need your top three.
Yeah, I got eight out of that. But
You
anyhow,
got.
it did not surprise me because basically they're my strong points.
So you got eight that were 25. Okay. So call them out for me. Let me hear.
I got prophecy, exhortation, shepherding, faith, service, help, mercy, giving, and hospitality.
Okay, good. And none were a surprise, you said, because you function in all and you receive confirmation as well.
Really, I did not spend the time in prayer. I was not feeling good these
No.
past couple of days, but
Confirmation in
my
terms
comfort.
of not confirmation in terms of praying and asking the Lord confirmation by another. Remember, that's one of the keys that we have mentioned on Tuesday, that another person or other persons should be able to confirm these things.
Oh,
Then they should be
yeah.
able to see it happening in you. They
Yes,
should be able to
yes.
see it working out itself in you. So if it is that you're a person that has mercy, someone else should be able to say, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, Brenda Lee, she functions in that. Yeah, I can see. Right. So it's not you praying and asking the Lord, but let another person say it to you, okay, I see this. I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I got confirmation.
All right, good. So you weren't surprised at any?
Not really, no. That's...
All right, good. Well, that's good then. That's good. That's good. So we can move on to the next person, or you wanted to say something more?
No.
All right, good. Good, good. So, Sharianne, over to you. I hope you guys enjoyed this survey. I remember when I first did it. It was, I enjoyed doing it. I enjoyed seeing the results. And then, you know, then it's some introspection in terms of whether or not, is this something that I usually do? Is this something that I like? Oh, okay. Oh, I now see. I now understand. Yeah. I enjoyed doing it. Sharianne, you ready? Oh, yeah. You can go ahead.
My faith and service and help, that is, well, I give you top four. They go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. I got 22 for that. Mm-hmm. Mercy and hospitality, that's 23. And giving, that is 24.
Okay.
That was my...
Your top.
My top one.
Mm-hmm. Your top.
Leadership, administration, and I think that discernment.
Mm-hmm. So I just want your top. I wanted your top three, but if you have four.
Right. So it would have been giving, mm-hmm. and then mercy and hospitality got the same. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And faith and self-help got the same.
Oh, so you're a helper all around.
Yes.
Everything that helps you.
That's true.
You're a teacher, that's why. So you got love on the children. So that's exactly why. So I don't even have to ask about confirming because I could confirm. So yeah. So you know you're functioning.
Yes, good. Please.
So I could confirm that for you. So I know, yeah.
My lowest mark was in prophecy. I just
okay.
wanted to say that. Mm-hmm. But according to what our word from the mothers, our prophetic word, we are supposed to walk in this gift, you know, ask God to manifest this gift in our lives, as we're women, in a more effective way, if we say that.
Yeah, and we could, the thing about it is that you could ask for it. But I'm glad that you mentioned what your lowest one was, because I want Ramona and Brendley, after I'm finished with you, I want Ramona and Brendley to tell me theirs. But what you said is key, because really women is a prophetic move, and an apostolic and a prophetic move. So even as it relates to prophecy, you could ask the Lord for prophecy, and it's basically just training your ear. And there's this scripture that I would use, a scripture that says, I am his sheep. I can't believe I can't remember that as one of my favorite scriptures. I am his sheep.
And I know his voice.
And I know his voice. I am his sheep. And I hear his voice. He knows me. Mm-hmm. I follow him. And so nothing can pluck me from his hands. I have eternal life. That's what it is. So I am his sheep. So it's that I hear and he knows me. So I hear his voice. He knows me. I follow him. And so nothing can pluck me from his hands. See, right? So that's what the Lord is saying. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. And so they follow me. So nothing can pluck them from my hands. You know, they have eternal life. And so you could declare that. Sorry?
Right. That's what I have been doing in recent times, because I always thought that it was something, you know, set apart for certain people.
Mm-mm-mm.
But sometimes I would feel you see Holy Spirit speaking to you. And I will say, no, that can't be happening or whatever. And I could see that, you know, like how the person you see receive something inside of them. And I always say, no, I can't say that because, you know, I never saw myself in that light. But of recent times, I guess just before I joined the Real Women,
mm-hmm.
I have been just kind of asking God to do that. And then when the mothers sent that word, the prophetic word, and I said, Lara, I really have to.
Yeah, just be diligent to ask.
I have really get let that be manifested in my life.
Mm-hmm. Because you need it. And the thing about it, on Saturday when we had the additional class,
yes,
we spoke about that. And I actually was able to pull, I'm going to send it to you now. There's a guy by the name of Mike Vickler. And he speaks, he gives you like four keys to hearing God's voice. And he would laugh and say, it's like a money back guarantee. That if it does not work, that he's willing to give you your money back. And he was laughing. He said, you know, it's not that you're manipulating the Lord, but he said, out of experience, because he was a lead pastor. Imagine he's the head pastor and his assistant pastor could hear the Lord voice, but he can't hear the Lord voice and he is the head pastor. So he said he dedicated a year of his life to training himself to hear the voice of God. And coming out of that, he was able to note four keys, and he said, as long as you stick to these four keys, guarantee you could hear the Lord's voice. And so I did it. I tried it and it worked. But not saying that you can't manipulate the Lord, don't get me wrong, you can't manipulate the Lord, but this is like practice. So the four keys, he said, one is quiet yourself. So it's that you come away and you quiet yourself. And he said, usually when you quiet yourself, like thoughts will come back, things that you were supposed to do, things that happen during the day, because you're quieting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So he said the key thing to do would be to note it, to just write it down, to get it out of your mind, push it once. Like, so you quiet yourself. After you quiet yourself, he said you focus. Basically, you envision the Lord, the Father. So you set your vision, set your face on the Lord to the point that you could envision just seeing God, right? So quiet yourself. Just zero in, focus in, envision that you seeing the Lord, right? Focus in. Set your mind, like put on blinkers. It's just the Lord I seeing. And then he said from there, spontaneous thought comes. And he was saying, you know, like for us, we always, he can't understand why people always think that when you have a spontaneous thought, that's either from the enemy or it's from you. Why can't it just be the Lord? Right? Spontaneous thought. And he said, once that spontaneous thought comes, you must journal. So note it. Right? He said, and a good thing to do before you even start the four keys is to ask a question, so that as the answer comes, you would know for sure this is the Lord responding. And I did it once. I did it by, I asked the Lord, what is it? Anything about it? I listened to him. I just happened to stumble upon him. I was searching for some information on hearing the voice of God. I stumbled on the video and I was like, yeah, right, please. I listened to it at work. Came home the evening. I was so tired. Came home tired from work. I just turned on my, as usual, would turn on worship and just sit back and, you know, just relax so that I could begin to pray. And I fell off to sleep. I started to do it, like quieting myself, you know, focusing on the Lord. And I didn't even realize when the spontaneous talk came, because like I fell off to sleep. And then I realized, oh shoot, actually you're sleeping, you're supposed to be praying. And when I came out of it, I realized or remember that I saw a figure of a man's face. It was an Indian man, like a tribal man, you know, with the feather in his hair and his ears. But the focus was on his ears, and his ears were pierced. I guess his ears were pierced, and that's what caused me to focus in on his ear. And I Googled tribal man ear piercing. And I found this, it gave it a name, and it meant deeper hearing. So yeah, that was the definition. It was like deeper hearing. And so that was the question I asked the Lord, what you wanted me to do? what is it that you want me to do in this season? And it was like the Lord just telling me to hear, to go into a deeper place of being able to hear, right? Okay. I can't even remember the full explanation they gave, but based on the question I asked, I understood then what the Lord was saying. And he was telling me about being able to hear at a deeper level, you know, what was being said. And so like, I did it and it worked. It's practice, but I'm not, again, it is not about manipulating. It is about one, obviously, intimacy and relationship, because the only way you know someone's voice is like, for instance, you are married and I am sure your husband could be in a crowd of people and call your name and you can pick out that name regardless of how many noises. The same way how like wives, and not even just wives, like even me, my sister, I am a sister, my brother, I could tell you where my brother car turn the corner. Mind you, cars all over the place driving, but I know when his car turned into the gap. And my sister too. My sister used to live on like this is like a main road, so traffic up and down. But when her husband truck turned, she would be, oh, my husband just turned in, and it would be like, whoa, I ain't even hearing nothing. And then tutus, the truck pull up in front of the house. That's out of relationship, it's out of intimacy. So you know the truck a mile off, regardless of how many trucks pass the front road. All right. So it's the same thing with the Lord. You know his voice, true intimacy, you know, true practicing. And so these are just some steps, some key steps that you could, some steps that you could incorporate into that process of being intimate with the Lord. All right?
Yes.
Good. Anything more? Well, I'm glad you highlighted that. Sorry?
Started that on
good. So you're on your way. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's one of my things to hear God's voice and know that it is true.
It's his voice. Because
I guess, like I was saying before, I used to joke, I used to be like, God, you saying something that much, as man has said, and you said this now, you say, they must have done it on top. That must have never been that much to me. And more often than not, you realize that, okay, this is what God was saying to me. And
after the fact, you realize.
I didn't really pay much attention.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want that. Mm-hmm. It's true. Right. After the fact, you realize, and it's like, would the Lord already show me this? Mm-hmm. And I thought it was me. Or I thought it was, yeah. So yeah. Good. Thanks for that idea in terms of the Lord. So Ramona, you're there? So you could highlight the lowest one for you?
No, I was just looking for the scripture you gave us, John 10:27-28.
Uh-huh.
Sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. Mm-hmm. And they shall never perish.
Amen. That's it.
Amen.
It's one of my favorite scriptures. So that is the one I use when I wanted to, when I was dealing with like hearing the Lord's voice, because hearing God's voice is critical in prophecy, because you can't prophesy unless you hear the Lord. Mm-hmm. According to my nephew, he said, the prophets is the people that has heard Jesus and then come back and tell everybody. The time he said to me, Auntie, you got prophets at my school, but not the ones that we read about in the Bible. The ones that I stay in the class when the teacher isn't there. I said, those are prefects, not prophets. But at least he knew, he understood, right? Okay. He understood what a prophet is. Good. Yes. So, Ramona or Brenda Lee, you can tell us your Lois. And then your plan to improve.
My lowest was apostleship.
Oh, okay.
It was 21.
Mm-hmm.
That was my lowest score.
Okay. So
everything else was either 23, 22, 25.
Okay. So the work of Wailing Women is a prophetic and an apostolic move, because you know the apostle is the sent one. The one that goes, right, to do. So you could just even pray and ask the Lord about it, you know, how he would show you what it is, you know, in context. What does it mean? and how you can go after it. Because the work of men and women is so you have to go with men and women. You know, we pray and go, right? So you could even ask the Lord to help you.
I think what happened with me mm-hmm. at this season where I'm at, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it's I've been through 20-year season mm-hmm. wow. of patience. And I think oh. what happened is that the nearer I got to the end of it, mm-hmm. I got a little, should I say, out of whack, wary for waiting. No. Okay. And so the quality time that I used to spend, mm-hmm. my body and my mind, my soul, mm-hmm. I think got a hole in it. I'll put it that way.
I don't understand.
I'm back to this place of Lord, mend the hole so I can retain everything and get back where I used to be. But I know that I had to go through it, mm-hmm. and at the end of it, he gave me Hebrews 10, 35, and 36. Mm-hmm. At the end of it, the Lord stole me back to that place.
Okay, I understand now what you mean. Yeah. You know, we all go through processes. Yeah. You think about it, you won't go through a process if the enemy, if you were in the enemy camp, he won't bother with you.
Yeah.
Right? So, he won't bother.
I realize. But yes, I am praying and I am seeking God about it.
So he will help you. So that's good. Yeah. So he will completely mend everything so that you, as you say, will be able to retain. That's excellent. Wonderful. Ramona, you're there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please.
I have a problem with prophecy, and I have to really, that's my lowest, the All prophecy. Right. And it's because I don't believe, I don't know, I have doubts.
All of us, don't worry, it's not only you, and the enemy will want you to think it's only you. Don't worry, many a times we hear things and it's like, I don't think so, I don't. And then after the fact, as Sharian said, it's after the fact you realize it wasn't me, it was the Lord. But that very same scripture, but my sheep hear my voice, declare it and pray it over yourself. I declare that you are his sheep. And so you must hear his voice. Because that's what it is, prophecy. You've got to hear before you can speak. It's like Jesus saying, I can only do what my father does. I say what he says. Right? So you got a remedy to declare it. And the same Mike Vickler. Ramona, I don't have you on my... I have you on my WhatsApp. Send me a message, Ramona, so that I can send a video to your WhatsApp so you can look at it as well. Okay, right?
So I didn't do it because of that.
Sorry?
You said your phone, I mean, you have to change your phone, so I...
Right, so I lost a lot of numbers because I did have your number, right? So send it to me. Send me a message and I will send a video to you because I just sent it to... Sharianne, because who would the others that would have been in Saturday's extra tutorial? We watched it actually. We watched it and they had sent it to a couple people. Okay, good. So the
Ashley, can I have your number when you send it?
I have to send it to me because I got late to the session on Saturday.
All right, no problem, Heather. Somebody else was asking me to send my number.
I was asking asking Ramona if I can have her number when she sends it to you.
Oh, I could send. I could send it over to you. No problem. I could send you Ramona's number. Okay. Oh, you. Once it's okay with Ramona, I could send it over to you. That's not a problem. All right. Good. So the next person I have here, Janice said she wasn't in. Kelly Jada. Were you able to do the assignment?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
This is my first time.
Oh, it's your first time?
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
In the Bahamas. Okay. You do you have Brenda Lee's number? Brenda Lee.
Find it in the group.
Okay. Well, Brenda Lee can share it with you. Share the survey with you. No problem.
Ask if she's from Nassau, Exuma.
No, ma'am. No. New Providence.
Okay.
All right, good. So you can even do right here.
Arcania.
Arcania, right. Arcania. So you can get it and then you can go through because it's a gift survey because we spoke about spiritual gifts. So this survey, with this survey, it would ask a couple questions and based on your responses, it would rate. It would give you a rating. And then it would show you, it would highlight like the your stronger gifts are. It would rate your gifts basically. And okay. So it's good to know, you know, because then based on the results, I just wanted everyone to ask themselves whether they're functioning in them and whether they have been confirmed and confirmed not by praying and asking the Lord to confirm, but other persons verbally saying it to you that, okay, I see this, I see the next or yeah. And then we were also looking at the lowest gift and possibly a way to improve. All right. No problem. So you can connect and get the survey from Kenya or Brenda Lee. So Nicole, were you able to complete the assignment?
I was trying to download it that afternoon. But I couldn't. And I took your number down, but I had internet issues, so I was unable to do it.
Okay.
But I'll one of the ladies, Brenda Lee, or one of them, and I'll do that. All right.
No problem. Good. Okay, so Pamela, were you able to? Pamela?
Yes, I was able to do it.
You were able to? Okay, good. So give us your top three. And then your lowest.
Mm-hmm. My top three. Hospitality, evangelism, and the third one is, I cannot see. Hold on. I wrote it in pencil, and where am I? I haven't got a good source of light now, so I'm just going to move from there.
No problem.
Yeah, the third one is. Mm-hmm. Okay, I should be able to see from up there. Administration, teaching, and evangelism. That's it.
Okay, so you're functioning in three? You're functioning in them?
Yes.
Anywhere a surprise?
And the lowest one?
No, were any of them a surprise?
Not really.
No? All right. So no. Has anyone ever confirmed them to you?
Well, because of how, yes, I should say yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what about the lowest?
The lowest one is apostleship.
Apostleship, okay. So it would be the same as I mentioned to Brenda Lee. The work of Wailing Women is a prophetic and apostolic work. So just ask the Lord to show you like what does it mean and how can you function? Because remember, it's a gift. So you can ask for gifts. We don't have to work for gifts. So just ask the Lord to help you to understand, you know, what it is and what does it mean for you so that you can function in it. So you have another gift. But remember, we have also mentioned, sorry?
Yeah, well, one of the things is like I was hearing somebody saying that sometimes I'm not sure if it's coming from me or if it's, you know, if it's really the Lord's voice. So I am shy of just saying, you know.
Yeah, but the thing about it is another thing too, even as it relates to the prophetic and functioning in prophecy. It's true intimacy and relationship with the Lord. Again, it's true relationship that you know this is such and such voice, a whole set of voices. But you know, when this one person speaks, I know that is XY. Mm-hmm. This is the person that is speaking. And if it's one thing that I realize as well too, is that, you know, he's a good father. So even if you get it wrong once, he won't beat you. He realizes, okay, you know, she's trying so much. You know, faith and works. Let me help out. And the more you do it, the more he helps.
Yeah.
Right? So just engage him in the process. And as mm-hmm. the scripture, I gave the scripture that my sheep hear my voice. And I know them.
Yeah,
they follow me. Right. And so they have eternal life. Nothing can pluck them from my hands. Declare that word over your life and pray it as well. That's what I did for a season. And let me tell you, when I started to hear the Lord's voice, I didn't even realize. Mm-hmm. From just declaring it, from just because we know our words carry weight, especially as it relates to, and this is a season for making decrees. That's what the prophetic word said. Decree a thing and it shall be established. Right? And even as we're asking for these gifts, we have to remember to, remember we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and that it's the fruit of the Spirit that remains at the end of the day. The fruit of the Spirit is what's eternal. That's the thing that really matters to the Lord, because you don't work for gifts, but it's through relationship that you get fruit. So it's the fruit that would carry you through, because you know, fruit is love, et cetera, et cetera. So the fruit is very important as well. So it said, gifts without fruit is worthless. I think that's one of the quotes we had.
Yeah.
So even as you ask for the gifts, you work out the fruit as well. So that's good. That's good. So that's good. So you ask the Lord, you go to the Lord concerning that lower one, tell him you want help to show you what it means. And how you can function in it, because where you are, where he called you to, it is a requirement as well. You need to be able to understand what it is and to just walk in it. Because apostles are the ones that are sent. And that's basic. And the thing about it, you're doing it already. Because that's what we do. We pray and we go. And establish prayer movements. You know, so we already functioning in it. You're functioning in it. So that's another thing. Don't even allow the enemy to say either way. The Lord has already said, because he's called you to this work. Right? The Lord says, concerning the work of ailing women, and this is just general for everyone to know. The Lord said, a lot will come, everybody will come, but I am the one that will do the sifting. That's what the Lord said. So you're here. So he's chosen you to be here, right? So you already have it. You have everything that you need to function in it, in Jesus' name. Amen. Good. So that's Pamela. You have anything else to share, or that's it? That's okay with you, Pamela?
Thank you.
No problem. I can't see.
Can I share now, Heather?
Oh, no, Heather. When I come back around, right? We will come back to you. Good. Okay. So I'm soon finished, though. Don't worry. Only about like two or three. So we will come right back around. Sabrina.
Yes, ma'am.
Over to you.
Good evening, everybody. Evening. The top three, I got four that were really top. Administration, faith, service, and mercy. They were the top.
Mm-hmm. So you're functioning in them?
Yes, ma'am.
Confirmation? You got confirmation?
Yes, ma'am. Great.
Were you surprised to see any of them?
Yeah.
Confirmation. So we got confirmation.
I was surprised at the faith one. I knew I had it before, but I guess from my university days, it's really like at the top. Mm-hmm. And I really have faith more so for others too, you know, more so than myself. Mm-hmm. And so that really ties in with the service and the helps. Exhortation was pretty high too. Mm-hmm. And I was perplexed because I know I was called into evangelism. And my lowest is also prophecy, but I would have had the Lord send somebody from another country, from Jamaica, actually, to tell me to stir that gift up.
To stir it. Well, good. Well, he's reminding you then.
Yes, yes.
Stir it up. And you heard how to stir it up. Yes. Declare the word of God over you. It's the season of decreeing. Decree the scripture. Yeah. And just practice, you know. Just practice, and the Lord, he will do it. Amen. Yeah, so that's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Good, Sabrina. I have here Sandra Kane. Sandra Kane, were you in on Tuesday? Were you able to do the assignment?
Yes, I was, but I was supposed to get your number, and I did not get your number.
Which nation you're from? Dominica? Trinidad. You know, I was saying, somebody, we must have someone from Trinidad. I could not remember any names from Trinidad. So yes. You need to, so, and you're the only person from Trinidad on the call?
Oh, I ain't quite sure. I don't quite sure.
Okay. So I will put it in the chat for you.
Yes. But I applied my training manual. I see my summary, my gift. So I will just say the gift of help, the gift of hospitalities, the gift of giving.
So you didn't do the, you said you didn't do it, but you're just reading and saying this is what, I want you to also do the assignment too. I want you to actually answer the questions, but go ahead.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
But you know, I'm going to the book, a lady called me some morning and tell me to ask for a neighbor. And he said, the neighbor, give me some and talk about me. Mm-hmm. How I treat him so good and I love to give.
Okay. So you got confirmation.
let me just watch it. But the gift is 1 week in. That's the one, the gift of faith. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to stir up that. But otherwise, yeah, so okay. That is, yes.
Good. Very good.
Thanks.
Good. No problem. Good. Let me see who else I had. I think one more person before I go over to Heather. Vanetta? V. Henry. I don't know whenever I see V. Henry, I always say Vanetta. V. Henry.
Good night.
Hi. Your V is for
Vignette.
Spell it.
VIGNETTE.
Vignette, whoa, this is, I've never heard it. That's a very unique name. What's the meaning? You know the meaning? Vignette is nice.
Not sure exactly now.
Oh, you're going to look it up. You must look it up.
Well, it's good. In the dictionary, they say. I remember from school days.
Vignette, okay, nice. Yeah. So I'm listening. Were you able to get the...
I think that is completed. Mm-hmm. The top was service and helps, mm-hmm. and then mercy, and then I had a tie with teaching, giving, and the first one was service and helps and mercy, then I had a tie with giving, hospitality, and teaching.
Okay, good. So you're functioning in them?
But I just want wondering, can somebody have more than one gift, or do you only have one gift?
No, it's more than one. That's why some of the persons said four, they got four as their top. So it's more than one.
All along I thought everybody just had one gift.
One gift? Mm-mm. Got. It's more than one gift. Because the Lord said he gives free gifts. Yeah? So you're functioning more than one gift.
Mm-hmm.
So they, what you're saying here, you know, they're all we have these gifts. This survey would just is just, you know, it asks questions and based on your responses, it would rate to say, well, this is stronger than this. This gift is stronger than this gift. Not that yes, you have this, and no, you don't have this.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So right, are you functioning in any of them? The top ones, were any of them a surprise to you?
Well, I wouldn't say so. It's just that some of the questions that relate, I went back and looked at some of the questions. I'm like, okay, all right. But not really. I just wondering, is teaching a gift? When I say the teaching, I want to recognize.
What do you mean? If teaching is a gift, everybody can't transfer. Everybody can transfer information.
Amen. I mean, I'm also a teacher by profession.
Uh-huh.
And I've been wondering, is this for me? And yeah, oh. It says it's a gift. I also teach Sunday school. And I'm like, okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Meaning what? You don't enjoy it? How do you mean? I'm trying to understand.
I just wonder, is teaching for me? That's why, that's all. I mean, in the... non-spiritual sense.
You mean teaching in a school, sense. Professionally?
Yeah.
So yeah. Some days you wonder if it's really for you, but why? Because of the persons that you're teaching frustrating you, or you just don't like to teach?
Yeah, the what's the source?
So you don't have, well, that's external. That is not on you.
That's a part of the process, my love.
Correct. And it's a correct. So you have a lot of teachers here that you can ask a question. That's nothing on you. You would be working organizations with a lot of different characters. And many days you're like, hey, where do you go to work? But yeah, you want to go work though. Yeah. So that does not determine whether or not you are a teacher at all. So if the Lord say that you teach, if you can transfer information in such a way that others, they can receive and understand, you are a teacher.
Okay.
It is a gift because everyone, I'm telling you, everyone cannot teach. I have been in school long enough to tell you everybody can teach. I went nursery, primary, secondary, college, university. I went through all. And so I could tell you, I went through a lot of teachers. So I could tell you everybody can teach. And the ones that can teach, it is without a doubt a gift. Because I am telling you, I did statistics with two different teachers. One, it was to the point of like torture. And the second one that I encountered and doing stats, I got an A. ARB. I had an ARB. It was a breeze. So what I'm telling you, one person had it and the other person just did not. It was torture. The first time I did it in, where did I do stats first? I did stats at college. It was when I did it at college versus when I did it at university, something like that. And it was like, whoa, I cannot believe I needed this teacher. The same thing with math. I did math at CSE level and did awful. I had to do it over to get a 3. But yeah, I went to college and did the same math and got an A.
I understand. I can relate.
Right. So, yeah. So, it's a gift. I think Sabrina's hand is up.
Yes. I just wanted to share two things with Lady Henry. Mm-hmm. Ms. Henry, the mere fact that you are in a classroom, even parents, they're finding out now with COVID-19 what teachers go through. Have the patience and all of that. And mm-hmm. the second thing was I came to the conclusion that just as we are on the brink of insanity, they give us a break for us to pull back and start again.
Oh my God. It's true.
Sabrina, you put it very, very, very.
All right, thank you.
You hit the nail on the head.
It's true. And I have two teachers. I have my sister is a teacher and my aunt is a teacher. And they are excellent at the trade. So whenever I hear persons talking down or talking bad, speaking bad about teachers, it's an absolute no. I always say no. So you have some who are teachers and others who are just collecting a salary. And I know without a doubt that my aunt and my sister are teachers.
They work for it.
They work, and not only they work for it, they love it. It's just a part of them. It's a part of them. So, yeah, so it is a gift because they do things or the way they break down stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, even for me, I'm like, wow, I cannot understand. I do not understand. Or, like, for instance, me trying to do, like, my nephew, he's 6. And sometimes I'm trying to break down something and it means to the point of frustration. It's like, he can't understand. And I would call my sister and I mean in 2. From the second question, he has the answer. And I'm like, but I mean, like, nearly for an hour I was here. So how is it that you just 2 words? And he begins to call the word. He begins, to read. And it's like, well, I was here for an hour, though.
And for some people, Ashley, when people look at them and say, you got to be a teacher. Even before anything being said,
you are a teacher. It is true. It is very true. So yes, it is true. Yep, they're true. They do shape destinies and prepare everyone for every other. Yep, it's very true. Just what Sabrina said here, the chat teachers shape destinies and prepare for everyone for every other and prepares everyone for every other profession. It's very true. So teachers are parents, basically. They have the same. I remember we went to, it was my first international conference in Nigeria, and we had like breakout sessions, and I went into one of these sessions with Mama Ann. So Mama Ann is the head of the widows, the international coordinator of the widows, and she's a teacher. And she began to give us testimonies of obviously, you know, different things, different experiences she would have had. And she's the person who cemented for me the fact that teachers need to be very careful as it relates to the words they speak over the life of a child, because they carry, their words carry the same weight as the parent. So it's very, it's a critical role, yeah. Very important role. Yeah. So that's great. On to, let me see. It's on to Heather. Heather, it's over to you, but just give me one quick moment. Just one moment, please.
Good night.
Sorry about that, Heather. You can go ahead.
Okay. God is good. God is good. How is David, man?
Strength given.
Oh, thank God.
Number two.
Hey.
Evangelism.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching. So evangelism and teaching was the same amount.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, of course, I have a lot of 20s in there.
Okay. So, what about
my the lowest? My lowest is prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we know how to work it out.
Yeah.
How are you getting how to start that out?
I'm going to go through and make sure that I total up correctly.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Because I know you were doing it. You were trying to finish up. Vignette, I can't remember asking you about your Lewis. You mentioned your Lewis?
No, I didn't.
What's your Lewis?
I think it was prophecy and apostleship.
Okay. And so you heard our discussion earlier in terms of what you can do. In terms of even the scriptures to decree and asking the Lord to help. Danelle just came in. Were you able to complete the, we're going through our spiritual gifts survey. Were you able to complete yours, Danelle?
No, ma'am.
No. No problem. When you get a chance, you can just complete it so that you actually have the information. So you have the information for yourself.
I will.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. No problem. And even as you complete it, you just ask yourself your top three, your lowest. Are you functioning in them? Has anyone confirmed them to you? You know? Were any of them a surprise? Good. So yeah, I think that's it. Ramona, you wanted to say something?
No. I wanted to, I forgot what it was.
Okay. I think that is it. I was not able to, you know, I didn't even get a chance, Ramona. I wanted to look up the difference in gifts and talents, and I did not get a chance to. But I'm still going to try to. So what you need to do, send me a message, Ramona. Don't forget to message me.
Okay.
Right, so I can send you some information and so that I can also check that out. Brenda Lee, I see Brenda Lee's hand is up.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I heard a lot of us saying, having problem with the hearing or thinking that you're not hearing and then come to find out you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
When I find myself in that situation, I ask the Lord, like the fleet, okay, Lord, do this. And then I notice you or tell this person, come and say this. I'll give him a thing to confirm that, okay.
Yeah. Let me know if it is you. Lord, help me. It's true. Send someone. Lord, confirm it for me. You know, I want to do it. I want to do it because you say to do so. Help me, help me, help me. It's true. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's true. Is Brenda Lee your hand up again, or that's an error? All right, good.
Yeah, trying to take it down.
Oh, I took it down. No problem. Okay. I took it down. Good. So I think that's it. Was everyone able to get a chance to highlight their top three, their lowest one? I think everyone was covered. Okay, good. Everyone was covered. So good. So I'm going to just pray for us. I'm just going to pray for us because we want to close off early tonight. As I would have mentioned, this week, well, these next 3 days, well, this is the second day. So like four evenings. The opening ceremony was yesterday. The first day was today. So for the next 2 days, the leadership summit, we're having the leadership summit in Cameroon. So they're 5 hours ahead, 6 hours for some persons. So it starts at like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning for some of us. So I just want to finish up early so that the persons who have to attend in the morning, they have enough time to rest and prepare themselves. Okay. So we're just going to pray and close, and that will be it for us. If no one else has any questions, right? We can just go ahead. And remember, this is part one. There are two parts for spiritual gifts, and Marcia will be facilitating that session next week. Okay, good. So Father, I just want to give you thanks and praise. Thank you for this opportunity to just revisit spiritual gifts. And not only spiritual gifts, food to the spirit and how important it is. And thank you, Lord, for distinguishing the two and how you made it clear to us that it is the food of the spirit that is eternal. Although gifts are freely given from you, is your desire to pour these gifts so that we can use them for the edification of the body, the building up of the body. But you said what is even more important, because, you know, gifts, they fade away. You said fruit, it is eternal, it's everlasting. That's what you desire for us even more, that we will function in love and in gentleness and kindness, all of the different fruits, long suffering, etc. Lord, and it is our desire that we will honor you with everything that is in us. Father, it is our desire, oh God, you know, to truly be used for the edification of the body. You know, to be vessels of honor fit for use by you. That's our desire. So Lord, we present ourselves to you, O God, this night, and we ask that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, that you would search us and see if there be any wicked way in us. Father, that you would cleanse us, because it said it's clean hands and a pure heart as required to enter into your holy hill. And that's our desire, you know, to be with you in eternity. At the end of the day, it is our desire to be with you in eternity. So Father, we present ourselves afresh to you tonight and say, have your way in and through us. Father, and we ask, Lord, we declare, you said this is a season to decree a thing. You know, even before I decree, Lord, you said it's a season of mercy as well. You said, ask for mercy. There are many of us, families and nations, who are bound up because they will not ask for mercy. You said, if you ask, I will release it upon you. And so, Lord, we come asking for mercy, that you will have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on our families. Have mercy on our nation. Have mercy on the church, Daddy, because it's your mercy that brings life. You said, it is because of your mercy that we are not consumed, for your compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And we say thank you, oh God, for making your mercy available to us. We give you the glory, honor, and praise that is due unto you and you alone. We declare you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Father, you are the Lord of Lords and the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. You are everything, oh God, to us. You are truly our Jehovah Ra, you know, our shepherd, the one, oh God, that takes care of us. And we give all the glory to you. We return the glory to you. And so we decree your word over our lives. So it says that we are your sheep and we hear your voice. You know us, we follow you. And so we have eternal life. Nothing shall pluck us out of your hands. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So could someone please dust us off?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
We dust ourselves and Amen. All of ours from the smoke, dust, and ashes of war.
Amen.
We take the tail of backlash and smash its head to utter destruction. We declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. and that any tongue that rises up in judgment shall be condemned. We cut off every trailing and monitoring demon. We erase our fingerprints, footprints, voice notes, scent, and cyberprints from off this battle that they cannot be used against us. Amen. We cover ourselves, families, homes, and all concerning us with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare that there shall be no backlash, no boomerang, and no reprisals of this battle. We place these actions and these prayers in the book of heaven and seal them with the blood of Jesus. We declare finally that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us, Father, all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in your house forever and ever. Nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking in Jesus' name. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, ladies.
Amen.
So have a